Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, what is up, everybody? And welcome to another great show of Ignite at Night, our special show called Classic Countdown. My name is Shalia. Good you, Jordan. We are the Innovation Crew, and we have a great show for you guys today. So today marks the 30th anniversary of Prince's classic album, Parade. April Fool's, actually not today, it was yesterday. I wanted to do a little joke in there, but yes, classic album, Parade, from the soundtrack to his film, Under the Cherry Moon, which was also released in 1986, but yeah. So, Jordan, what's up? How you feel about Prince? No way? Okay. How you feel about Prince? How you feel about Prince? 30th anniversary of his album Parade was released yesterday. It's now 30 years old. That's a long time. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, we count down the songs, and I know y'all wondering why Jordan wasn't on the show last time. He's going to explain that when we come back, but of course I couldn't count down all the songs in this limited amount of time, so what I did, I picked the top three singles and made guys know this song. So first, to start off, drum roll, first to start off this countdown, here is an extended version of one of my favorite songs off the album, Here is Mountains, by Prince, the purple one. If it plays, we're going to wait for a minute. But yeah, 30 years, I love Prince. Here's Mountains. Never mind, it's not mountains. Here's the sea, here's the moon, here's the sky, here's the stars. And Here is Mountains by Prince. I hate when it does this, but yeah. It's going to come. Can I get it now? No, I can't get Mountains now? Okay. Well, also, you know, the album starts off with Christopher Tracy. Well, first, have you seen the movie, Jordan, Under the Cherry Moon? That's what it's called. The album, the soundtrack is Parade, but the whole movie is called Under the Cherry Moon. You said that so quick. What's a good movie?
Get out on this dance floor.
Thank you. Ooh, I know. I love the classics. That was the extended version of Mountains by Prince on his Parade album. I love that song. I really like it. I like the instruments in the song and everything. What about you, Jordan?
That kind of like supposed to be like a jazz song.
Yeah. And that's one thing I do like about the Parade album. Like, it's mixed with a lot of different sounds and instruments. It's like a really good combination. Shows you all his different styles of music, you know, that he likes. So it's a really good album. Now, first, before we get into anything else, for all of those of you who are wondering why Jordan was not on the show with us to defend his girlfriend, Kehlani, I'm just going to let him explain himself, because I don't know, Jordan, why weren't you on the show on Wednesday?
I was looking for a magazine, hip-hop magazine, for Alicia. She was in the magazine, so I was looking for it.
So you didn't do the show because you were looking for a magazine?
I was trying to support my friend.
Were you, like, at a store looking for a magazine? You had to do it at, 5:30 your time. You couldn't do it earlier, Jordan?
Yeah. I was at Walmart looking for it. I've been looking for that. I still didn't find it. I've been looking for that magazine for almost like 2 weeks now.
Yeah. So I hope it comes. But yeah, I'm sure it is. It's Alicia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys support Alicia. She's amazing. We actually interviewed her, so if you guys are here, check it out. But yeah, so let's go back into this. First, I got to tell y'all something. For those of you who don't live in Atlanta, you probably don't know, or you probably do. So he was on his tour, piano and a microphone, and they went to London and, you know, these different places. So out of nowhere, in the midst of my little financial troubles, he decided just to do a pop-up concert next week. And, of course, tickets sold out in minutes, as they always do. I mean, Prince, they're going to sell out. And he's doing it during spring break, so the shows will be April 7th. He'll have one show at 7 o'clock, one show at 10 o'clock. And I'm just bumboggled. Is that even a word? Is bumboggled a word? I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just like, yeah, I think it is too. Or, no, it's bamboozled, but I don't even know if I'm using it right. I'm just saying stuff. But yeah, I'm like, oh, my goodness, Prince, my lover is going to be in town, and I can't see him. Are you kidding me? Y'all know me. So I'm just secretly hoping that somehow my mom may have just bought the tickets for me and maybe I don't know about it or something like that. You know what I mean? Or if somebody listening just want to say, oh, let me go give these tickets to this girl who loves Prince so much and who wants to see him so bad. You know what I mean? So hopefully that is the issue. But, yeah, we'll see. But anyway, let's get back into this countdown. Of course, you know, we could only do 3 songs, so every song couldn't make the countdown. So throughout the show, I'm going to tell you about some other Prince favorites of mine. So let's go down the list. You know, first, the opener, Christopher Tracy's Parade. Really, really, really like that song. Also, Girls and Boys, which was another single in the music video for the song Girls and Boys, was actually released. So that single as well, Life Can Be So Nice. I love that. Under the Cherry Moon, in Sometimes It Snows in April. But if you haven't seen the movie Under the Cherry Moon like I did, like I haven't seen it, you may not want to listen to Sometimes It Snows in April because it gives you a little hint of what's going to happen, and I wish I hadn't have heard it so soon before watching the movie, but it's still a great song. But first, let's talk about, like, probably one of Prince's most famous songs ever, Kiss. Everybody, they mama, they grandpappy, the baby, that everybody knows this song. But I'll explain a little bit of how it was made. So you know the song Kiss, right, Jordan?
I don't know. I gotta hear it. I'm not
it's
a big
so
Prince fan.
To be rich, to be my girl, don't have to
yeah.
be cool.
I know that song. You can stop.
Favorite. okay, then I ain't asked you all that. Well, anyway. So you guys know the song was made in 1986. No. the thing about this song, this is actually one of those songs we know not only is Prince just a great musician, period. He's just one of the greatest songwriters of all time. And so this song, Kiss, was actually meant for another group, a group that was under his label, Paisley Park Records. The group was called Maserati. And so Prince was working at Sunset Sound in Los Angeles, and engineer David Z, who was a staffer at, you know, Paisley Park Studios in Minneapolis, said he got a call from Prince, where Prince asked him to come out for a weekend of work. So the David Z, he packed 3 days worth of clothes and he left. And then he said, well, he got there and Prince was there. Prince told him, we'll probably be here for a month. So he said he went out and got more clothes. And so again, Kiss was originally intended for the group Maserati that Prince discovered and was on his label. And the demo, it was actually just one verse, a chorus on a cassette tape, and just an acoustic guitar. So just imagine how the song was before. So, yeah. He said, David Z said, the song sounded like a folk song that Stephen Stills might have done, and he didn't know what to do with it, and neither did the group. So what David Z did, he added a little backing track on the song, the little hi-hats that we hear, of course, prevalent throughout the song. And he worked on it for a bit. And then the next thing he knows, he left it in the studio, and he said that the next day Prince was waiting for him. And Prince said that, David Z has said that Prince had added his own vocal and electric guitar part to it, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And David Z said, what's going on? Then Prince said, this is too good for you guys, I'm taking it back. So from that moment on, Kiss became a Prince record. Of course, it was another number one hit, and when you listen to it, you can't deny why it's a hit. I mean, it's like a Prince classic. A lot of Prince fans love this song. This is one of the top Prince songs. So, little background story. Without further ado, here is another Prince classic, one of my favorites, and one of his well-known songs, Kiss.
Don't need to see the others.
I was. Kiss. Absolutely. Love that song. You like that song, Jordan?
Yeah.
But my phone isn't completely off.
Next song is Another Lover, Hole in Your Head by Prince, one of my favorites.
And the number.